a lot of the young folks moving off. Yeah. They're not not anything for them to do.
Nothing for them to do, nothing to live on.
That's really sad. I mean,
there is some farmers in the 30 to 40 age group staying, and parents moved into town, and the kids taking over and farming. And enough of them, they can rent more ground, farm two or three times as much as they used to because of the improved equipment they've got. Hmm.
Your father worked for the railroad, though? No. Did he? He didn't. No. Even though they were doing a lot of work there, work for them.
Worked for farmers, and he came in the spring of April of 1906, and in 1907 he got a homestead 2.5 miles northeast of town, and we lived there, and it was difficult to get to school until he got some bridges put in, so I lost 1 year of school during that time. I went to a country school 2 miles east, or a mile 3/4 east, and then they got a bridge in between us and Sedgwick, so we could cross, and then we went to Sedgwick the rest of the time.
To cross over the river there?
No, the ditch, irrigation ditch.
Oh, goodness.
But in that history there, when I was wondering when they put in the river bridge across the river at Sedgwick, and so I thought, well, might as well ask the county commissioner. So I called the county clerk, asked him, and he said, do you have any idea when it was? Well, it's from what I've understood, I said, it's probably not far from 1900. And, well, he said, that's close enough. So he went through the records, and he sent me a copy of the different dates when the farmers presented petition, and the commissioners went up and looked over the site and got a contractor, and he looked over the bridge, and he put in a bid, and they accepted the bid. And about 2 years later, they paid him for his bridge, $2 and something for running foot on the bridge across the river, about 2,000 feet, I think, across the river. And the center was wide enough to where two teams could meet. The rest of the way was just room for one team.
So they'd have to wait there in the middle, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
the other one to come.
Whoever got there the first, or you waited until the other would come. And or else wait until you got across. Hmm. Wow. So there was quite a little research. I'd often wondered when it was built, but I just, in some of the history stuff that I had, why one fellow that came there earlier, he told it. When he said they were working on the river bridge when he came, so I thought, well, there's a key to it about when it was.
Well, it's really great that you took the time to put some of that stuff down, because you know it gets lost if people don't write it.
I didn't write it for profit. I just thought, well, I didn't have anything to do. This librarian suggested I do it, so I said, I've never written anything like that. Oh, she said, just write it as you remember. So I wrote several pages, and I took it down and showed her. Oh, she said, you're just doing fine. I want to keep right on. And I went to her another time, and I said, well, I'm finding some people say that they got a different story for the same what I got. Well, she said, just remember, you're writing this as you remember, so you write it the way you remember.
That's right.
So that's what I did, and I found it more often I was the one that was right instead of the other one. There's one thing you'll find when Philip in there used to, he and his father-in-law used to go to the reservoir and cut ice in the wintertime and fill the ice houses. Before the days of the refrigerators, they had everybody ice boxes. Had an ice house, you know, not everybody, but then